Pope Benedict XVI made his farewells to the religious community and local people of Castel Gandolfo today. The Holy Father has spent the past 2 months at his summer residence in the Roman Hills and is due to make his return to the Vatican this weekend. During his stay in Castel Gandolfo, the Pope received the new Irish ambassador to the Holy See, Noel Fahy. In the course of his address to the ambassador, the Holy Father praised a unique Irish initiative in promoting greater collaboration between the state and church on issues of common interest, such as education, health care, and the youth. Earlier today, we spoke to Ambassador Fahy about this initiative called Structured Dialogue.
It's inspired, I suppose, by two elements. First of all, there is a need in this day and age for open dialogue between government and churches. The churches have a hugely important role to play in Ireland, and the Catholic Church, as the church of the vast majority of the people in the south, has a very special position, a very special role in education and in social services. So there was a need for a more formal dialogue than had existed. There was also the fact that in the course of the negotiations and discussions on the abortive European Constitution and on the treaty which will replace it, that the issue came up of the need to recognise the Christian heritage of Europe and to recognise the role of Christianity in Europe. And the idea of dialogue was present in the draft of that constitution and is still around. And in a way, we're almost anticipating what we hope can happen in Europe, that the churches will be able to dialogue with governments and with the governments, with the European Union, on policies and issues of interest.